This is a podcast from the Refugee Studies Centre. To learn more about our work, please visit www.rsc.ox.ac.uk.
Hi everyone. Welcome to this term's Refugee Studies Centre public seminar series. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Alexander Betts and I'm the incoming director of the Refugee Studies Centre. We're glad to see so many of you here today in spite of the rain, and it's brilliant to have a new group of students and a new cohort of people attending this seminar series. This term series is being convened by Catherine Costello and Kirsten McConaughey, and it's on the theme of Refugee and Forced Migration Studies, the State of the Art. And what we're really trying to do in that is reflect new and emerging and inspiring work, particularly produced by the Refugee Studies Centre. And this term, there'll be a number of book launches, a number of presentations of recently published work. And with that in mind, we're starting with a piece of work that represents an enormous achievement by its four editors, Dana Fidian Kazmir, Gil Losha, Kate Long, Nando Sigona, which is to have produced the Oxford Handbook of Refugee and Forced Migration Studies. And for those of you who don't know the series, this is an extraordinarily prestigious set of handbooks that have been produced mainly on a disciplinary level, for which Oxford University Press has enabled this group of editors to publish a volume with 52 chapters reflecting many of the ideas, many of the regions and themes of refugee and forced migration studies. And I think this is an enormous milestone in refugee and forced migration studies. And we're very proud, as the preface says, to see that at least in part, this is made at Refugee Studies Centre product. That all four of the editors, at some stage in their career, have been at the Refugee Studies Centre and are close friends and colleagues of the centre. So the way in which the launch is going to work is we've got a number of the contributors on the panel, and each of them is going to say a little bit about their contribution. And then we're going to move directly after that to drinks and nibbles and informal dialogue outside in the corridor rather than a long Q&A session. And the way it'll work is each of the panelists will say about 5 to 7 minutes about the book and their role in it. We'll start with Elena, who will say something about the background of the book, what it attempts to achieve. Gil will say something, I believe, about the practical relevance and value of the book, as well as some of the legal and institutional contributions. Then we'll move to Guy, who will talk about his chapter on international law. Then we'll move to me, and I'll say something about my chapter on international relations. Then to Oliver, who will say something about his chapter on encampment and self-settlement. And then to Kirsten, who will say something about her regional chapter. And then I believe Nick Van Heer is going to pop up from the floor and also say something about his contribution. So Elena, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alex. And I'm just going to remain seated to maintain the informal nature of today's event. And as Alex has said, this is very much an RSC product. And when we first started thinking about putting together a volume on refugee and forced migration studies, we'd very much conceptualised an opportunity to bring together colleagues who've been working together at the Refugee Studies Centre for a long time and provide an opportunity to reflect on the innovative research which we've been conducting at the Refugee Studies Centre for many years now. And yet, when we were doing, when we were preparing this and we were thinking about a commemorative book in particular to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the centre, which was established in 1982, we started realising that there hadn't really been a comprehensive overview of the birth of the field and the way in which it's developed over those three decades since Barbara Harold Bond really produced this this fantastic centre and gave birth to this field in many regards. And Claire, in particular, our colleague, noted that there was this absence of a comprehensive volume. So what we had originally planned as a 12-chapter volume blossomed immensely into a 53-chapter volume if we include the introduction. So this is really brought together an ever-expanding global network of researchers, practitioners, and policymakers who arise or come from a diverse range of academic institutions, think tanks, international organisations such as the UNHCR, but also national governmental organisations, etc. And it was our hope that by tracing the achievements of the field, we would also be able to inspire a new generation of researchers, policymakers, and practitioners to continue the work of this community and to really expand the innovative nature of the research which needs to be done to address the very challenging